Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from the Grow Group and Grinder Landscaping Company, bringing you another impactful episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. This week, we're going to talk about production hours. Yes, production hours may not sound too exciting, but you're going to want to stick through it with this one, folks. I got a lot to share and some great teaching points. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. Or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since Headway. It's an app, ladies and gentlemen, that summarizes books, and I absolutely love it. When I do my walks, which are anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, sometimes 2 hours, even sometimes 3 hours, folks, when I really need to get in some mega steps, I get some really solid takeaways listening into books they summarize in 15 minutes. Bite-sized pieces. They highlight things from that book. I can push a button that allows me to highlight something they just said, and I walk and I learn. I can go back and listen to them again. There's some infographics that come along with the particular subscription that I subscribe to, and I've learned a lot. I've gotten some great tips. I've shared them with my teams at Grinder Landscaping and the Grow Group. I've shared them with my clients and my work as an executive coach in the Grow Group. So go to makeheadway.com, makeheadway.com, and check it out. I believe there's a free trial on there. See what you think of it. Might be a way of you learning some more. Hope it helps you. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. I'm here in the Steel studios on the campus of Grinder Landscaping Company in Southwest Ohio. And we're going to talk about production hours today, ladies and gentlemen. Now, no newsflash, but we sell time. And the sooner you understand that, and when I say understand that, I mean really understand that. Like, if you don't get the fact that every hour that you have a chance there, that you're paying somebody for labor, the more of those hours throughout the day have to be billable rather than unbillable. You don't typically get paid for travel. You don't get paid for training. You don't get paid for loading and unloading, repairing things, working around the shop, all those things. We gotta understand production hours. And the sooner you, and not just you as the owner or leader, but your teams, the teams out there working in the field, the sooner they understand what production hours are, the better your company's financial performance is going to be. There's just, on the deal with hours, I remember when I got started, I didn't really pay any attention to it. I just was working hard. I didn't job cost hours. I just worked really hard and tried to make some money. As I got more involved with my business, I started to realize the significance of hours. And I was like, hey, if I guesstimated that this job would take 26 hours and it takes 35 hours, that's no good. If I guesstimated that it would take 26 hours and it took 21, okay, there you go. The early years of Grinder Landscaping, man hours were on a paper work ticket. That was the deal. We used to just do them on a Word doc. Then we evolved into Excel. We're on our fourth version of software here, believe it or not. And this last one, Aspire, is far and away the best. It's going to be one that we keep for the history of the company. But today, it's so much more than just a piece of paper. It's Aspire, and it's red and it's green. You know, before we had a paper work ticket, it would have the address. It would have the map coordinates that you would look in a map book to try to figure out where you're driving. I mean, now all that stuff is on your phone or your tablet. And it's just amazing how far we've come with that. In the early days, it was a piece of paper. And you'd hope somebody didn't lose the piece of paper, because if they lost a piece of paper, there went the directions. There went the directions for the job once you got on the job. There was the materials. There was a space to write down the time. I mean, there's so much stuff we used to do here at Grinder that was all about tracking hours that is done with a data aggregator called Aspire, that it's just amazing. On Aspire, we're going to show you that right now. You're looking at our schedule board. You can see tickets here that are red, which means they're over. You can see the ones that are in green. We literally have real-time data on whether we're over on hours or not. So first, understand, no matter what method you're using to manage the hours, You got to work towards getting a piece of software or an aggregator like Aspire or Element to do it for you. It just doesn't make any sense in the year 2025 to be doing these things manually. There's margin for error, but I think more importantly, you got to think through a couple things. So two comments. Number one, you want to be paying your team to serve clients. You want to be paying them to get work done, not pushing papers. And I think secondarily, another thing to think about in terms of paperwork orders versus using a software product like Aspire or Element, I truly believe those two are far away from the rest of the software packages in the green industry to run your business by. Those are the two best. You're bringing young people into your team. They don't want to be handed a packet of papers. I had somebody into one of our field trips a few weeks ago, and they said, yeah, we're not really into that software. You know, we're in our 50s and we're just not interested in doing that. The paper thing works fine and we're going to go. I was like, oh my gosh, that is a really bad thing to say. First of all, folks, teams don't want to work in that kind of environment. They want the software. They want things to be done easier. It's impossible to scale. It's impossible to organize. And also, we all should be setting our businesses up to sell them, whether that's what we want to do or not. You realize its utmost potential by having it in a position where it can run without you. And if it's this crazy paper trail of stuff that you're printing and typing and you could lose and spill cups of water or coffee on, that's just nonsense. Imagine if you went to Chick-fil-A and you had to write out what your order was and hand it to somebody and they had to read it before they started cooking. It'd take you an hour to get a chicken sandwich out of the drive-thru. Okay, so no matter what method you're using to manage the hours, you got to work towards getting an aggregator. And I know, and praise God, we have a lot of small operators on here. I have a friend of mine. He used to be a police officer in where my house is in the township. He started a carpet cleaning business. He's doing really, really well. I'm really proud of what I see him doing. He's using a software called Jobber. And I got to say, with what I see him doing with it, it's doing really well for him. Now, I don't believe it's doing elaborate job costing or anything like that, but even that is a start towards something else, folks, okay? So first of all, we got to get out of the paper pushing. We got to get an aggregator that's making this easy. The other thing is human beings make mistakes. Most software does not make a mistake, okay? So you're improving the accuracy of your data and you're getting real-time feedback. And we'll talk more about where you ought to be on hours in a minute, but those are some primary thoughts I want you to process. Second, once we've embraced this concept that we got to watch man hours and that they are what we're selling, and that's where the root of our profitability is in beating the hours that we bid to do the job, which I know you all understand. And you know, something I didn't mention, it's really important whether your team speaks Spanish, French, German, English, I don't care what language they speak, they're going to understand the man hours. If you sold the job for 110, it took 130, no bueno. If you sold the job for 110, it took 105, bueno. Okay, so it's a rally cry. It's a nomenclature. It's a language that everybody can understand. So first, we got to get the hours and we got to understand the importance of them. I think secondly, you got to get in some type of a cadence of going over them. At Grunder, every other week at the Aspire schedule board, which we're going to show you right now, we're going to flash that up on the screen, our team gets together and we have an estimation standardization meeting. Everybody selling work and everybody producing work is in that meeting. It's probably grown to about 20 people. It's every Wednesday, every other Wednesday at 3:30. It's a standing meeting and everyone is standing. And we're going over every job in the last 2 weeks that went over by 15% or came in under by 15%. We're looking at it both ways. Seth has built a filter in Aspire that automatically loads into a screen the jobs that went over by 15% or went under by 15%. We're talking about both of them. Aspire just makes this so easy to do and it allows you to be on top of things. And this is important for several reasons. Number one, it's important that you're going over the hours that went over so we find out why. Do we need to buy a particular piece of equipment to improve the production rate? Why did the jobs go over? Was it too wet? Was the drawing wrong? Were there not good notes? Is this a cleanup job or something that we do for a client every year? You got to capture that, go into the bid for the next year and get the bid right then so you don't make that same mistake next year. I can't tell you how many companies I see that just keep repeating over and over the mistakes and they just keep going over this. So this estimation standardization is good for that. The jobs that went under, we get concerned. And this is a mindset that Seth brought to us. One of the reasons we've been able to grow tremendously in the last 3.5 years from $4.5 million to projected $18 million this year. Looks like we're going to get it, folks. We'll see. Is being better priced. And you want to find the spot right where you're making your money and you're bringing tremendous value to the client. So we got to be watching hours. If we bid a cleanup for 80 hours and it only took 52, maybe you keep the 28 hours that you went under on. Maybe you keep it this time. Maybe you go back, you do some extra things. Maybe you give them a rebate. That's up to you. But next year, bid the thing closer to the 52 that it took and go to the client and say, hey, we can do this cheaper. You're trying to gain clients and you're trying to keep them. And when you overcharge people, folks, it's going to come back to you. So, you know, that estimation standardization, that's pretty much the gist of it. We're not just ripping on people for going over. We're also applauding them for coming in under. And, you know, look, that was a good bid. It went under. Let's adjust it. Thank you. It's not a hillbilly conversation. Nobody's allowed to do personal attacks or anything of the sort. It's just a nice conversation about how the hours went. So hours, ladies and gentlemen, is where you make your money. All right. And in these estimation standardization meetings or whatever you want to call them and do them, you got to be eliminating multiple mistakes. Record the mistakes, eat it, learn from it, make the changes, and go on. Again, that profitability and that perfect spot where you're making your money and giving the client a high degree of value, that's where our growth has come from, and I hope you'll focus on that. So we wrap up this in a short edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel on Production Hours. I have a few more comments to make. The best, most organized, thriving landscaping companies pay their teams based on the profitability of the jobs, and most of that is in the hours. Our teams are getting paid on our overall profitability, the hours they work, and the on-site time. At the end of the day, good managers make good decisions with good information. And a whole team has to be focused here, folks, so learning can go on. Production and sales. What jobs should we bid more of based on what we're seeing and analyzing our production hours? What jobs should we bid less of? We've just made some new purchases in the snow removal arena, some sidewalk removing equipment that we think is really going to help us. We think it's worth it. Yes, it was a lot of money, but based on the hours that we spent doing it, we don't think it makes much sense to do that. There was a grant through the state of Ohio Workers' Comp. We were able to buy a couple material handling buggies that we bought that have helped us out a ton as well. So having a dialogue around your hours, you know, success leaves clues, so does failure. Most people think, well, when I screwed something up, I can really learn something from that. You can also learn something from something that went well. And I think it's important to be sprinkling both lessons throughout your company. What are the common traits? We have found that if the job is under $7,500, we have a really hard time making any money at all on a job like that. So our minimum job now is $7,500. Now, if you're an existing client and you want one red maple plant in your backyard, we're going to do it. But for new clients, and some of you may think we're nuts for having it that high of a minimum, but because of us digging into our hours and knowing where the sweet spot is for us, we know that, yeah, it may sound ridiculous that we tell somebody at the minimum $7,500, but if we don't make money doing a $5,000 first-time job for someone, why would we do it? There's just so much learning that can go on here, folks, with production hours. So I hope in a small way I helped you today. Get the focus on production hours. Get a cadence of communication on the production hours where people can learn from them. And it will take time. I mean, our first steps in sharing man hours was a written dry erase board that we would write if they were good or bad, and we'd circle it with a green or a red marker. It was primitive, but it worked, and we're not doing anything different today. We're just using a data aggregator by the name of Aspire to process it, and it's where all the drive comes. Our growth the last 4 years has come from specifically, without any question whatsoever, knowing what we need to do more of and knowing what we need to do less of. And if you don't know your hours, folks, you're flying blindly. If you want to learn more about this, come to one of our field trips. There's still a couple left this year. That's attached to this show. Come to Grow. There is constantly information and education that we are pushing out that helps and is rooted in the studying and the analysis, getting better, the improvements that can be gained by focused on your hours. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show, and if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals help us. And if you really want to help us, take out your phone right now and forward this podcast, this episode, to your team or any landscape pro you know. It'd be great. Have a great day, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
Join Marty Grunder and the Grow Group team for the annual event for Landscape Pros. Grow 2026 will be held on February 10th through 12th, 2026 in Dallas, Texas, and feature a behind-the-scenes tour of complete land sculpture alongside breakout sessions diving deeper into the topics we cover each week on The Grow Show. Early bird pricing ends on November 1. Register this month to lock in the best rate.